Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're talking about Fire Prevention Week with the Manhattan Fire Department. This year's campaign is Serve Up Fire Safety in the Kitchen. We've got Fire Marshal Jake Pell and Station 2 Captain Greg Vanderkrieg joining us here via Zoom. And I know Greg's going to talk to us a little bit about having a kid-free zone in the kitchen and why that is so important.
Something we always really push. Normally we'd be out and about. We even have a little demonstration trailer that we show families and kids this with. Is just having a kid-free zone in your kitchen. It's about 3 feet around your stove. It's like we talk about when these fires or if grease splatters out, whatever it is, those burns can be very severe. Also turning in your panhandle. If you have, you know, real little ones, they're always curious and they're reaching up, or even your dog or something, and it can hit that panhandle. It'll just send whatever's in it, boiling water or grease, it'll just send it flying. So it's just real important to teach your children, the kitchen, when there's cooking going on, it's not a place to play. And until that you feel they're responsible enough to start maybe helping you in the kitchen, being safe, it is important that they do learn about cooking and they learn the safe way, because they'll try and do it on their own. If they get hungry enough and they're unsupervised, that's something we see. So it's not something you want to totally not have them do, but teach them the right way, teach them safe. Eventually they're going to be out on their own and having to do it themselves. So just teach them, you know, that how serious it is, you know, hopefully they can learn to make something delicious too. So
absolutely. My kids like to be in the kitchen all the time when I'm in there cooking breakfast or making hamburgers. I was talking during the break, I like to use my griddle quite a bit, but boy, that can really smoke up your house real quick. And that presents another challenge, trying to, you know, ventilate. I live in an older home and it gets pretty smoky real fast.
Yeah. Having the kitchen smoke can sometimes lead to nuisance alarms, but it is always important to have working smoke alarms in your home. The smoke alarm should be placed far enough from the kitchen to where they don't cause nuisance alarms, but you still need a smoke alarm in each bedroom and outside each sleeping area. And coming up on time change, it's a good reminder. We want you to change your batteries every year when you change the clocks and test those smoke alarms at least monthly. Make sure they're still working.
Absolutely. I know mine are working because I set it off quite a bit in my house. You know, and that's a good point here, checking those. But what about carbon monoxide sensors if your home has those?
Yeah, carbon monoxide is a deadly, odorless, tasteless gas that is a byproduct of combustion. So if you've got a gas-fired hot water heater or gas-fired furnace, you need a carbon monoxide alarm. That carbon monoxide alarm can be a combination smoke carbon monoxide alarm and put outside your bedrooms, or you can have a standalone carbon monoxide alarm. But either way, you need one if you have gas appliances in the home. Test that monthly as well when you test your smoke alarms. And if you do have either a smoke alarm or carbon monoxide alarm activate, go outside, get your family to the safe place, and call 911. We will be more than happy to come check out, make sure there's no hazards. While we're talking about a safe meeting place, good time to talk about home escape plans. Your family should be prepared. It's never a good time to try to figure this out once something happens. So sit down, talk with your family or your roommates, draw up an escape plan. Quick diagram of the house, show them where the doors and windows are. Every room should have two ways out. You've got a door and a window. So plan that out, have a place to go where you meet. And when fire department shows up, we want to know that everybody's out. That's the most important thing, is everybody getting out and staying outside.
Absolutely. And that, of course, is going to be very important here as we get into the colder months. More people are going to be spending time indoors. And I imagine there's all sorts of, I don't know if fires go up in the wintertime, but it feels like maybe they do a little bit.
Yeah, nationwide, there's a trend. We have more fires in the winter months than summer.
Yeah, with all the different heating sources and everything inside your home, it's definitely going to go up. And one thing to remember is that when you're firing up your furnace and everything for the first time this year, it's probably a good idea to get it looked at by a service professional. Make sure it's working right. Make sure, you know, you have good air filters in there, good airflow to it. All these things, you know, make it run better, can also prevent carbon monoxide, make it run more efficiently. So always, it's always a good idea to get that serviced once a year, make sure it's working right.
So. You know, and I know Jake was going to talk a little here about space heaters. Those, you know, they're effective, but boy, if those are left unattended, I've seen so many stories about tragedies with those.
Yes. If you're using a space heater, you need to make sure that it's a listed product that carries a UL listing. That's going to mean it has the safety features that shut it off if it gets too hot or if it tips over. Make sure you're plugging that directly into a wall outlet and not an extension cord. Make sure if you're using it, you're there in the same room with it. Very similar to cooking. You don't want to leave those running and go off and leave the house or leave the room. Keep them at least 3 foot from blankets, pillows, furniture, anything combustible so that they don't spread a fire if they do have a failure.
And can you explain why you don't plug it into an extension cord or outlet?
Yeah, those space heaters draw a lot of current. So extension cords are there for portable appliances such as, a fan, a box fan, your power tools if you're doing work, but they're not designed to carry the heavy current draw of a space heater.
All right, good to know. And I think I have a space heater. I rarely use it, but and it's probably not a good idea if you're using it maybe going to sleep, because then it's kind of left unattended.
Yep. Have a rule. If you go to sleep, just get some more blankets and unplug that space heater when you go to sleep, so nothing happens while you're not aware of it.
All right. You know, speaking with Jake Powell, Greg Vanderkrieg here, just a few minutes left on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'll talk to you a little bit about National Night Out. I saw the fire department out there. Were you guys in attendance last night at that event?
I was.
That's probably some of the other crews on duty at the time that made it. I wasn't personally, but I did see it. Seemed like it went great.
Yep. Yeah, I'd like to mention that we unfortunately cannot have our open house, which would be this coming Sunday, but we are sharing a lot of videos and content on our Manhattan Fire Department Facebook page and our Twitter feed. Stay tuned for more content and like us to get more information, ways to keep your family safe.
You know, safety is key here. We learned a lot about that here this year, just being in the midst of this stupid pandemic we're all kind of tired of. But I know that you guys have been keeping the firefighters safe as you can. We have had a few cases with fire department officials, but nothing too big of an outbreak. We haven't seen an outbreak per se here at the fire department, only a couple of cases.
Yeah, fortunately, we've had early warning, and guys have been isolated, not spread the coronavirus throughout our whole department. Trying to do our best to keep our level of service the same. It'd be a big hit to the community if we weren't able to continue our services and respond as needed.
Definitely. And I really feel like, I know kids are kind of back in school, and I don't know what all's going on with that, but normally we would be out and about teaching to almost every classroom in the elementary schools fire safety. And the awesome teachers in Manhattan would always have them prepared before we even got there. So they'd get a week of fire safety from their teachers. We'd come in and do the rest. And it doesn't seem like we'll be out there this year. I don't know what the teachers are doing, but we just kind of ask the parents to maybe take some time, a couple hours this week. There's great books. There's tons of online material about fire safety. Do that. Make a game out of doing your escape plan, drawing one up. Whatever it is, we just really ask that they take some time to teach the kids about it, since us and the teachers won't have the opportunity like we usually do to do it. So it's important stuff.
Right. Absolutely. Take the time to ensure your family is prepared in case of the worst.
And again, with this being National Fire Protection or Fire Prevention Week, there's probably some resources they can find online with that, maybe even via the social media pages here for the fire department.
Yep. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Look for more helpful information coming out the rest of this week and in the future.
All right. It's always a pleasure to get an opportunity to catch up with you guys in the Manhattan Fire Department. We thank you, and thank you for serving our community the way you do, and we really appreciate it.
Yep. We're happy to do it.
Yes. Thank you, Brandon.
You bet. Jake Powell and Greg Vandercreek joining us here from the Manhattan Fire Department. Thank you, fellas. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again next time. That's going to wrap up our show here today on In Focus, a great one. We heard from USD 383, Manhattan Fire Department, and coming up tomorrow, we'll get an update from the Manhattan Public Library. We'll also have a Wamego teacher who's getting a nice recognition, so stay tuned for that. Her name is Carrie Holler, and we're also going to hear from Fort Riley tomorrow as well.